What will the NRA say? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yet another detail about the Newtown gunman is now in question.
Fox News reports Adam Lanza may have snapped after learning his mother wanted to send him to a psychiatric facility.
But there's no confirmation of that, and this scramble for some explanation to cling to is distracting from what we do know for sure, which is that Adam Lanza's mother kept a military weapon at home, which he used to kill 26 innocent people. And the mom obviously never dreamed that such a thing could happen because no one believes this of their own child. And if they did, they would make sure such a weapon never entered the house. We also know that whatever his motive was, his access to that military weapon turned a family crisis into a national tragedy, which means there's a pretty clear choice if we decide as a nation to do something. Either you control the weapons or the people who own and possess them. We're told that the NRA will finally speak out on Friday, and I hope they address the question of what we have a right to expect of people who own weapons. The NRA's Eddie Eagle program tells kids what to do if they find a gun in mommy or daddy's closet.
There's a gun up here, I heard Josh say. That's when I knew this was no place to play. Stop! Don't touch! I'm Eddie Eagle.
It's reassuring to think the kids will do the right thing and go dancing off to their parents when they find a gun in the closet, but someone needs to ask why any parent would leave that weapon unsecured in the first place. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.